everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Bombarded. I am going to recap last episode real quick. So we started off with you three seeing Razzle standing up on this outcropping that came off of this larger building. And you did a little bit of investigating. You really took a hard look and realized, oh no, it Wesley.
And well, Randy did. Yash and I were like, I guess it's me.
Yes. So Randy was able to see past the illusion that Wesley was putting up. And after realizing this and sharing this information, a message was sent to Dankle. You kind of got on the same page, and Dankle realized it after a moment.
Dankle did. Dankle still does. No, sorry, Kyle. My brothers all have similar names.
Right. Yeah. It's fine. My job's been hard enough so far. It's not any more difficult than it has been. Yeah. So, but you made some plans with Dankle to be able to meet back up at a place called Iron Toes in Artificer's Alley. Mm-hmm. So you headed that way instead of deciding to, you know, meet things head on.
I feel like there's an alternate universe where, like, Razzle is brave and Yashi just straight up throws the frog to the balcony, and I transform midair and I tackle Wesley, man, and save the day, and everyone's happy. And
there's a universe where that happened now. Congratulations.
I feel like I've let everybody down.
You should have just done it. Yeah.
Try again.
So this is all Yashi's fault, we'll say, if everything goes bad. So
that's fine. Yeah. I'll take it.
That sounds like a very princely thing to do, is place blame somewhere else.
Right. Well, no, actually, it's everybody's fault who has, like, somehow failed their investigation check into Wesley, Razzle, like all of the royal people. Maybe they're just so happy that they had, like, disadvantage on their perception investigation checks or whatever.
It'd be a very meta interpretation of it.
I guess so.
But we'll digress from that point, and we'll continue on saying that you decided to head there after making these plans with Danks. While you were waiting, you decided to call Yolen, and Yolen revealed that Razzle, you calling is Jimothy. Yeah, doesn't buy it for a second.
Right.
And so you let Dankle know to watch out for Yolen as well. While at Iron Toes, you did recognize that Mr. Kite's cart was there, and you didn't do anything with that information yet, so you spent some time talking about Razzle's family. Some kid interrupted you and whatnot, you know, had to go get bread for a reason that you didn't bother to ask about.
He seemed like that kid from Home Alone that's, like, being all annoying with the dude in the van, like, does this thing have all-wheel drive? Have you ever been to France? Blah, 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 blah. And then he just leaves.
It's a little bit of that. You know, we were recording that around the holiday season.
That's
so maybe
true.
There was some influence there, but yeah, so after that and talking about the family a little bit more, you performed a nice little lullaby talking about the brothers of the Udalali clan from Dankleson family.
Right. Dazzleson family, but yeah, it's fine.
Dazzleson, Dankleson family. There's going to be a Dankleson family someday.
Maybe.
How do we know there isn't already?
Oh?
We'll have to find out later.
Randy style. No. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Secret family.
Oh. Secret family.
Eventually,
Dankle and Donkle showed up for a sweet reunion. Of course, you went over what was going on and decided that the party tomorrow, celebrating Razzle's return, you were going to take that to expose Wesley and whoever else is behind what's going on. So after that plan was formed, they headed back, and Razzle, you tried to do some scrying on Wesley. Unfortunately, that did not go over. Despite being a little bit more familiar and everything, you weren't able to break through and see what was going on with him. But after that, you decided to get some sleep, and Randy took his opportunity to sneak out and spoke with Mr. Kite about an opportunity to work together. After confirming that, you finally went to sleep. So you wake up after some time of sleeping. Goodrich, are you changing anything in your druid spell list?
Yes. Yes, I am. Glad you asked. I will send them to you now. Some secret spell list.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
All right.
Which, Kyle, would you be able to know, because I picked these, you know, spells kind of around beasts and whatnot. Like, are there, like, beasts in the vault that I would know as a dwarf?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay.
What?
You awesome. Know specifically, they're typically guarded by basilisk.
Ah, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I say as much as I wake up. So just in case we need to, you know, formulate plans and whatnot, there are probably basilisks in the vault guarding stuff, just in case.
Well, that's good to know
If anyone, you know, made plans overnight or was thinking about, you know, some sort of strategy for when we get in there, I don't know,
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Yeah, oh, is it, Randy? Okay.
Since your needle worked so well, I snuck out last night and made a call to our Mr. Goggins. Now, you can now call Mr. Kite.
That's the dude you jumped over to his cart.
Correct, correct.
Right, okay. Starting to sweat a little bit more, but all right, keep going, Randy.
Fine, let it flow. yeah. Anyways, the long and short of it is he's down to help us out pretty much, it seems, in whatever fashion we need. He's like weighing his options of how he could best get in. It seems like he would probably need to come with us. Have we looked at the invitation your brothers gave us? Might be nice to know the specifics of that.
Oh boy, pull it out. Oh, Kyle.
You pull it out, open it up, and in a nice like gold filigree and everything, and gold leaf, it's trimmed and bordered with the royal crest, and it says, "Please permit the bearer of this invitation to the feast along with any guests that are in their party."
Oh, well, that's easy enough. All okay. Right. Well, so here's my thought. Our goal is to dispel Wazzle as Wesley and like kind of prove who you are and that you're the real prince and all those kind of things. That's one of our big goals here, right?
In my mind, it's twofold. It's that and then also keeping an eye on the harmonium because...
Well, right. Yeah. And that's where I guess this comes in because... He could be our set of eyes and ears on that while the three of us go to the banquet. Because, I mean, we can't be in two places at once. So, I mean, we could be proving that while he's watching things and he can, you know, call us if things go south or he can come help us if things go south.
So this guy, he's like a full-on nowhere man, right? Like, he's a part of their stealing and thievery and whatnot.
He seems to go to the beat of his own drum, but yes.
Okay, so we want to invite this fella who is, you know... not one to shy away from stealing, maybe even stealing harmonium, perhaps. Okay. I've been thinking about this, Randy. What if, and I bring my voice down to a whisper.
Sure.
And I'm sure that Yashi has made the seal on these doors very tight so that no one can just press their ear to a door and hear what people are whispering, right?
I mean, I'm but a simple carpenter.
Okay.
I did my best. Okay.
Well, I'll still keep my voice down, Kyle, would that prevent anyone from overhearing what I say apart from magical means?
I think you would feel safe keeping it at a whisper.
Okay.
Inside the cart.
Gotcha.
I can use my message spell and just message back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's all in our brain.
Why don't you all just write each other notes?
Well, because one of us can't read.
Oh.
I'll just keep my voice down. It's cool. Okay.
Okay.
So I was thinking... The Nowhere Man, they were straight up thanked by Delrin during that speech, right? And they were like, when we spied on Rhiannon, like our task for them is done and all that stuff. Like, I think that the Nowhere Man are like a part of maybe stealing this harmonium, right? And what if, Randy, this Mr. Kite fella was on his way in the past timeline to go and steal the harmonium? And now he's doing it again. Mm. And like fate has ordained us to be a custodian of this moment, one might.
Well, even. Fate or us being bad at playing songs, but.
But what is fate but us being poor musicians, Randy?
I think that's the fate of many musicians.
Us included a lot of times. Anyway, yeah. So Randy.
It's true. Okay. So, all right. So these are all valid points.
Yes.
And. Basically, what you're saying is if we don't involve him somehow, then he's just free to also go and steal it. So at this point, we almost need him to be involved in some form or fashion, but we need to keep tabs on him.
Not exactly what I said, but yeah.
But I think you could like, but you yes. could spin it that way, because if he was the one that did it, then we know that he succeeded. So he obviously has skills of immense potency.
Yeah.
But if someone's with him, then we can at least keep tabs on him if he tries to pull anything funny.
Exactly. And I know he's been nice to you, and like, I love seeing you all jazzed about your Nowhere Man
well,
bros
I'm
and
sort
stuff.
I'm sort of jazzed that he didn't just try to like stab me and or like take me away or something, because he definitely could have done that.
That's
yeah,
true.
You got lucky.
That's true.
Yeah,
right.
Let's say that I'm, I don't know, with him somehow and helping keep tabs on him. What is the plan for the two of you? Like, are you wearing a disguise? What is your plan for this?
I was thinking I could transform or at least attempt to transform into some sort of normal-ish animal that a person would maybe have with them. Go into a party, then Yashi could be my handler, so to speak, or I would be her pet or something, and when the moment strikes, you know, I reveal myself. Ha ha, it is I, the real Razzle, and I...
Should I just be myself?
Sure.
Do I need to disguise? I don't have that many options as far as costumes.
Well, I was thinking we could play the, like, clean it up song, get all fancy for the party.
Oh, all fancied up.
Yeah, I would transform and ruin it, but for you, it'd be fine.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of my thought. And then from there, it's going to be Improv City, baby. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, maybe going.
Welcome to my world.
Right. Yeah.
Going off the animal route, I mean, I could polymorph into something small and just be with him. So, like, you know, because I'm sure he can disguise himself and hide himself even better than I can.
Yes.
So at least he's keeping eyes on that. I'm keeping eyes on him.
I like
that's
that.
That's something.
I feel better.
Yeah.
Yes. If we can have a body with him the whole time we're there.
A body.
Just some body.
Some body.
I'm speaking of basketball terms, right? You got to put a body on that guy, you know, just make sure that he can't get the rebound of Harmonium. Or
right.
So anyways,
right.
Yes. I like that.
That way they take the fall.
Yes. okay. Yashi,
right.
Sorry, we've just been gabbing over here about stuff. You know how it is when Randy wants to do things like invite Nowhere Men into our secret plans and stuff. I get all nervous and start to...
Oh, it's only happened this one time.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, you get so excited about planning and stuff. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. So I think it all sounds good. My only question, like, if Randy's going to be with him, do we really need Tabitha to come all the way back? You guys keep talking about putting tabs on people. And, like, she's pretty far away at this point. So really, if we want her to come and help, we're going to call her right now.
I'll tell you what. That's a great point. And then Razzle just kind of trails off and is just like
just doesn't even
He's like
what we have here is a failure to communicate.
So we're not alright.
We're speaking figuratively, you know.
Not tabbies.
We need to do like an idiom Yashi for like reading Randy and like
yeah.
Anyways. Okay. Speaking of reading Randy, any words you want to learn? I don't know.
I mean, we got things to do. Speaking of which, what's our plan for today?
Kyle, I know you just read it. Did it say when the party starts or the banquet starts or whatever on the invitation?
It says it starts when you narratively arrive.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, the time's listed and you know when it starts.
Okay. So at whatever dwarven dusk is, we'll say, or something.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. So I'll text Dankel real quick and just be like, we'll see you at the party. You'll just see Yashi. I will be disguised as an animal. Randy will be keeping tabs on the vault with somebody. He, and I'll put he in all caps, he trusts.
Okay. Very good, very good.
But yeah, how are you? ? Send. And go, go, go.
Who did you send that to?
To Dankel.
Ah. Okay.
What's going wrong?
I just got to think about what's going on.
Oh, right. Pieces. Make me do a dexterity check. Oh, you sent it to the wrong person. Sorry, Razzle.
Oh, no. So you send this message through. Takes a few moments before you receive something back that says, Roger, we will be at the feast as planned. Do it,
okay,
little brother.
Okay, cool. Awesome. I just put in the text, okay, cool. See you there. Bye. You don't say bye in text messages. You just say.
You get a thing back that's just a single capital K.
Cool. Awesome. Wow. It's like forgetting how to text message. I'm so nervous. All right. So, we need to talk to your fella, Randy.
Let me just give him a super quick call.
Okay.
Mr. Kite.
Yeah. Hey, Randy.
Hey. How did your night go?
Long.
Well, good.
And not good.
Oh, well, sorry.
But it'll be all right.
Hopefully it'll be a better day today.
Let's hope so.
So anyways, yeah, we're good to get you in. That's actually surprisingly easy.
Nice.
So
excellent.
You and I are going to be on...
Randy says that and Rassel's like, oh no, was it too easy?
Yeah, I'll give you like the full details when we're in the cart on the way over, but you and I will have a task of our own, and then we can be back up in case things go south with our other two friends here.
Okay, when do you want to meet up?
I mean, since your cart's still by ours, it just... meet us like a little bit before dusk.
You're just out back and you see the door open and Alistair pokes his head out of Iron Toes and just like, oh, okay, give me 1 second. I'll be right there.
Okay, well, we can hang out then. So
sounds good.
Bye.
It takes him a moment, but eventually like he comes back and he's got like a duffel bag kind of slung over his shoulder and he walks up to your cart because he knows what it looks like. He's seen it. Gives a little rap on the glass.
Come on in.
Steps in, pulls off his duffel bag, sets it down on the floor of the cart with a pretty heavy thud on there. And he sits down in the only chair available. Just says, okay, so I'm here to help, to let you know what I'm good at. I'm good at distracting, entertaining. If you need me to be a spectacle of any sorts, I can certainly draw attention away from certain areas or locations that we're kind of purveying. So I work well with people.
This isn't like a job interview. It's cool.
Oh, no, I'm letting you know what I do and where I am best so that you can plug me in where you need me.
Gotcha.
So that being said, fill me in.
Can we just fill him in, you know, kind of like as much as he needs to know? Since,
yes.
You know.
What are you withholding? Let me ask that.
That I'm Razzle, son of Dazzle, even though he maybe knows, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I don't know. You guys let me know what you think, too. But, like, I would assume what Yashi and I are doing, like, we're just attending the party as far as he knows. And it'll be up to him to, like, ask more about that and just that. Randy and him are basically just watching the vault entry.
Yeah, and I guess that we can take advantage that, like, since he's so good with people, that if someone was to somehow spot us or, like, be like, oh, what's up, that he could hopefully, like, either talk his way out of it or just be a charming little feller, and we could, you know, use that to our advantage to keep things from getting suspicious and raising the alarm.
And he kind of nods as you're kind of bringing all this up, and he says, okay, so sounds good.
Perfect.
When are we going? When's this thing start?
Well, it starts at Dwarven Dusk.
Okay.
So I think we should maybe just, like, camp out here for the day, keep a low profile, and whenever it's time, start making our way up there.
Cool. Care if I just hang out here?
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
And we have the most fun and interesting time in the cart with Mr. Kite.
Yeah.
We can play some more of the El Exo games.
Oh.
So, yeah, as we kind of do a little bit of a time skip, it starts off with Alistair saying, oh, do you like party tricks? And he starts to unzip his duffel bag. And then it's just, kind of a couple hours of him just really going through all of these, like, weird little hand tricks and whatnot to kind of deceive the eye.
But they're all actually really awesome. And we're like, whoa!
They are,
so
yeah.
The time passes so fast.
Really well practiced in them.
He's like, hey, I noticed you guys didn't have a bass player up there, but you're looking for a bass player?
Okay, so you spend the amount of time necessary before the feast is going to happen, and you begin to make your way there. Anything before you actually depart and move your cart?
Clean it up, scrub-a-dub-dub.
What?
What do you guys
say? Oh, the song?
You know, words to our song.
Yashi out of nowhere as you're just standing there.
Clean it up. Are you okay, Yashi?
Maybe we should.
Alistair's like, excuse me.
Sometimes I think of part of the conversation in my head before I say anything.
Oh, right.
You'll get used to it. You know, maybe we should, like, fancy it up a little bit. At least for me, guys. I mean, look at me.
This will be our first, like, magic song, kind of.
Since.
Oh, boy.
Since it happened.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, cool. Well, then, yes. Yes, Yashi, of course. How could I have missed such an obvious setup?
I just don't want to show up in my, traveling outfit.
Sure, sure. Yeah, we got to play the part, for sure. Okay, so how did we do this with playing old magic songs? Like,
well, if you're just playing the song legit, then we just roll the percentage chance for it to pass.
What was our percentage of success last time?
It was 90%.
Okay.
So pretty good.
So I guess we each roll a D100. I can't remember if we've actually kept up with this mechanic, but it's a new year.
Well, we can get better about it.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah. But anyway, so do we want high or low on the D100?
High.
Sure.
All right. So 11 to 100. Let's go. 97. Yes. Yes.
54.
Yes.
So I got an 8.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This was a little
but
offbeat.
But averaged.
So that comes to a 53. So we are good.
Hey, that worked.
Great. That's a performance right there.
That's right,
It's the one where I just puke on the drums or something.
Yeah. Right? Just,
my six go flying, I vomit, and I pass out.
But you look great. So.
Yeah.
But Razzle's killing it, and Razzle's like doing all these extra solos on there. He's like, oh, man, I got to make up for Yashi back there.
No one's even looking at me.
And Randy does fine.
Hooray.
You wind up getting, you get your nice clothes that you ask for. Are you rocking the same outfits? Does this song only generate one outfit?
No, because we got to describe our outfits afterwards last time.
All right.
I think I'm going to go the Randy route this time, where I'm just going to have, like, a sleek James Bond tuxedo, like, black and white.
Yeah, pinstripe.
Because I'm gonna need to, like, move around, right? You know, if things go down here, so I don't want to be restrained by the thing I had before.
Okay.
So.
Right on.
I think Yashi's going to wear not a pinstripe, but instead of pinstripes, it'll be all sparkles. Like,
okay.
I want to wear a tux, but I want it to be
like a glitter tux.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Like black glitter.
Nice.
All shiny.
Yeah.
Sweet hat. I'm going to keep my hair down because I know we're in dwarf territory and I don't need my neck showing.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And if you have a sweet tux on, like we could be, instead of the Blues Brothers, the Blues Bards. We could both have shades. I guess in this first part with old Mr. Kite.
Are you going to wear the pinstripe or do you want a sparkle tux? Because it could be cool.
You know what? I'll go sparkle tux with Yashi to like match. That sounds pretty good.
Aw.
Randy.
Yeah. I'll be wearing this illustrious kind of like robe cape thing.
Ooh.
But then underneath I have like a catsuit bodysuit on that like is the sparkly tux. So I can rip it off and like go into action if I need to.
Okay.
So
awesome.
Yes.
Oh, we got rip away clothing
yes.
implemented through the magic.
What does Mr. Kite think about all that, Kyle? Like, oh.
Alistair looks doubly impressed. He's just like,
awesome.
That's actually very impressive. I mean, mine's not too fancy. He opens up his duffel bag, pulls out a bowler hat, puts it on, and then like, you know, lines the brim real quick. And you see his clothes just kind of like shift over in shape.
Ooh.
To reflect, you know, the level of formality that you're going with.
All
in
right.
your clothing, and he adds a little bit of you know, some peacock feather pattern on the shoulder pads.
Very awesome. Nice. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Let's go.
Okay. If y'all are ready, I got to do one thing real quick.
Oh.
Not today.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Oh boy.
All right. So who is leading the cart? Who's driving?
Oh, can I just use speak with animals real quick and just tell the rams, like, hey, we need to go to the Golden Ward, go into a party. So
I don't know. What do you need to do that spell?
Need
do you have all the things
it.
You need?
Yes. I just lean my head out the window and I say, talk with me like rent-a-rams do. Walk with me like rent-a-rams do. And
beautiful.
I
okay.
say, to the Golden Ward, please, and thank you.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we are going to go to the Golden Ward.
Cool. Thanks.
Clip-clop. Clip-clop.
You don't need to say it. I can see you walking. Thanks.
No, you just don't. You're just now realizing that rams always talk when they walk.
Okay.
And now you're going to hear it as long as that spell's active.
No, I turn it off, Kyle. Boy. Turn the spell
okay.
off.
Okay. So, yeah, they start heading off just on their own. Not their own volition, but what appears to be their own volition. It's just kind of a driverless cart going through Rockdeep.
Cool.
Which, you know, some people would be concerned about, but it's not moving very fast enough to be any kind of danger.
Sure.
You know, people are moving out of the way as it goes by, and you hear people murmuring about, you know, what's this cart with no driver? Who could be in there?
But then they see that it's the LX package and it's Rent-A-Ram, so they probably think like, oh, what sweet technologies have they developed?
That's it.
I'll get out real quick and like quickly carve like self-driving rams onto the side under the word Rent-A-Ram. Like,
yes.
Give me a dexterity check. Add your proficiency.
I'm telling you, like, we should just do Rent-A-Ram. Like, just leave now.
That's a 19 plus 4.
Easily done. Definitely, it looks beautiful. You add some perfect serifs on there and everything.
Yeah.
It looks fancy.
Nice.
But no, the rams begin taking you towards the Golden Ward, and you get to a point where you realize there is a good line waiting to get through the gate that leads to the Golden Ward. So, you know, you have some time on your hands before you get to a point where you're going to be meeting anybody official.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful, well, wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there's anything you want to do in the moment.
Right. Well, I was going to say, like, I noticed this and realized, oh, this is getting real. Because we're getting there. So I turned to you guys, like, okay, we're good on the plan, right? Like, we know what we're doing, what our roles are, who we are, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Right?
I'm ready.
We can definitely go over it one more time, Randy, if that's what you'd like to do.
I'm pretty sure. I think I'm still Dashadu, or was I supposed to be somebody else?
Oh.
And at what point is Tabitha coming? Is she coming?
No.
Did I call her?
No.
We never really went over that.
No,
right.
No. Tabitha's not coming. Tabitha's...
Okay. Just nobody ever really answered me, so okay. I've been wondering this whole time.
Right. No. And Dashadu,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm not, like, wild about the name, you know?
Well, okay, so we should probably get that straight, at least for you. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do
and
it.
And then, like, so
in song
what am I
for?
Oh.
We,
okay.
It might help all the details stick.
Right. So we can come up with an alternate identity for you to remember for talking points and such and
backstory and all that kind of stuff.
Just a normal song to help you remember because,
okay.
Hey, guys, we played a magic song, and it went well. That was the first. I feel like we're not making a big enough deal about
you
that.
You know, that is a valid point.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
This one would just be to help you remember who you are, and you can hum it to yourself or whatnot.
Remember. Yeah.
Remember yeah. who
that's,
you are.
That's probably a good idea.
I think with some good time figuring out your own character, you'll really latch on to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wish I had, like, a nice sheet I could fill out, like, with all the little details.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for my character that I'm going to play.
That would be handy, wouldn't it?
A song will do, I guess.
Yeah, fine. Okay, let's do it.
Sounds like we're rolling some core dice. Let's get in it. Okay, thankfully, y'all are at core dice, because you're potentially going to be splitting up.
It's true, but so, it is funny how we're all just like, could get kind of awkward playing a song in the middle of all this. Better try and get one out of the way now. Matcha! Yeah. Sorry.
We don't want to be playing a song in the middle of the feast. That'd be awkward.
No. Yeah. So anyways, so let's roll up the key.
Do it. Do it.
And it shall be 10, which is A.
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 So now, mode, major, minor... Allie, I kind of feel like you should pick. This is all about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, what would help you remember the most?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either major or a major mode, I think.
Okay. Well, which one?
It's the best mode for you to retain.
Maybe Lydian, feeling it? Because you're like augmenting your personality, like you're augmenting the force
wow.
of a
Lydian.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
A Lydian. Okay.
Now we do the chords. Ooh, and we've got a wild. Got ourselves a wild here, folks.
Ooh, nice.
Unfortunately, we don't have any of the chords that go with Lydian. We have 5 and 3. So.
Oh, well.
So we'll have C sharp minor and E major. And
of course A.
And of course A and whatever we choose for the wild. So huzzah. Okay, now
huzzah.
We're going to do the drum. So 3, 4, 5. We're doing it on Pat, so we could always just take the plunge.
And, leave it to fate.
Yeah, let's just see what happens.
Okay. All right, heads. So the preset bank. And then we roll 82, which is country 4. Okay.
Old man.
All right.
And then 18. Ethnotech. Ethnotech is what it
Country
says.
Country ethnotech.
Okay. Okay.
That
well,
sounds like fun.
Y'all get happens. Your background character figured out.
Yes.
Jake Peralta thing.
Okay.
people at home, talk to you in a second. Hey everyone, it's your Dungeon Maestro Kyle here. Just want to give you that usual thank you that I gave you. And before I go any further, I want to let you know about the first Bombarded zine that is being created. And it is so good. Called Bardic Dreaming. Now, this is a multimedia fanzine that is going to support visual art, cosplay, music videos, audio recordings, and more, I'm sure. The three overarching themes are the magic of music, found family, and home on the road. We are pumped about this, and that's why we want to let you know about it. And we want to also thank everyone who is organizing it and putting it together. So if you want to get in on the Bard zine, they're doing applications, which are open now through February 8th. Of course, as of the recording, this will be January 26th when you're hearing this. But for more information, go on over to bardicdreaming.carrd.co. And we're also going to put a link to that application form in the episode description so you could save yourself some time. Just go in that description and give it a click, click, click. So, again, the Bardic Dreaming fanzine, thank you all. Just apply to contribute to it and let's see what y'all do. So we got a returning sponsor this week, and that sponsor is Dungeons & Drimbus, because you know what? That Florida man? Probably really wily. Probably not so easy to capture. So, this is a cast of mostly Florida-born professionals. They're doing ridiculous homebrew adventures to catch that Florida man. And, you can go to whimsicproductions.com to learn more about them. But I'm going to go ahead and let them take the reins on this again and give you the lowdown of what to expect right now.
Miami, Florida. While the Daytona Patrol Force hunts for the Florida man, a gator drives a car.
Sensei, as long as the vehicle has training wheels, I could take it.
You want to drive, Steve?
I think my hands are steady now. I don't want the gator driving my Camry, please.
And Cletus shares some wisdom with his government conspiracy theories.
What is AM and what is FM?
That's mind control frequency sent by the government. They play on those stupid show tunes and commercials.
Yes, of course, Sensei. One day we're meant to destroy show tunes. Is that correct?
Show tunes, you have no idea what you're in for.
What did show tunes ever do to you, Cletus? My goodness, everybody loves a nice rendition of Some Enchanted Evening, my God.
Oh, no.
Some Enchanted Evening.
Sensei, do we kill him now?
To follow the hunt for the Florida man, check out Dungeons and Dreambus, available wherever podcasts are found.
All right, thanks to our Drimbus peeps for doing that yet again, but let's get on to the schedule, which, I mean, it's just the next episode's in 2 weeks. That's what we got going on. We're pretty much back to our normal shindig right now, so, you know, of course, that'll be episode 66. This is 65, right? Whatever this number says, it's going to be one higher, I hope, unless something really weird happens. Goodrich, could that... Oh, you're not here. Never mind. I miss it when we were together. But that's fine. We'll just keep plugging on and let you know that there's some zine social information. That zine I was talking about at the beginning of this, because you thought I was going to talk about Bombarded social media. You know that. But their social media is at Bardic Dreaming, pretty much everywhere. Just go check it out. Engage with them. Talk to them. And don't forget, you can find that link for the application in the episode description. So other than that, of course, we have our Patreon, patreon.com/bombardedcast. And thank you to my Patreon producers, Caitlin Best, Pat Tang Bizgar, Kelvin Horatio, and Jake Bianchi. You four, love you so much. The rest of you, I love you too. You're fantastic, and you're in my heart, whether you know it or not. And I hope it's a good heart to be in. It feels pretty good in my chest. So yeah, I'm gonna stop there, and we'll get back to the music. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, so, what all do you think I'm gonna need to know for this new person of mine? Like, I think maybe I have a name, but, like...
Yeah?
What are they gonna ask me? I have no idea.
I mean, name, how tall
Job.
You are, your shoe size,
your
what are you doing
color.
Here?
Okay, yeah. Okay, wait a second. That's
facts.
Way too much stuff. Okay, let's simplify, guys. How about we go over it this way?
Okay, so you perform this song to be able to get down your persona, Yasha. You really delve into it, figure out exactly what you're doing. All the while, Alistair is just sitting over there, tapping his foot, humming along. It seems like Alistair's really, really enjoying the music that y'all are playing.
Man, Chaos Sauce number one fan, Alistair.
I mean, yeah, see, he's fine.
Right, yeah.
And as you finish up, he just says, yeah, these are all great things to figure out. You know exactly what you are, who you are, and own it. Own it. Really dive into the part. That's one of the things I enjoy about events like this and doing things like this is you get to be someone else.
Right. And the message is twofold. You know, you got to know who you are all the time and what you stand for, right? That's what we do as bards. Bup-a-do. Go.
I'm pretty excited. I already like wood a lot. And really, I might as well study some art while I'm here. Maybe I can get even better in my wood creations.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan, Acousta. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
So, I guess I should transform so that I can hopefully become pocket size or something that resembles a pet or animal that won't freak everyone out at a cool party.
Alistair looks a little confused and says, what do you mean? You transformed into clothes just before for the party. Do your thing. You know what? I'm not going to question it.
So actually, that does bring up an interesting point, Kyle. So if I were to transform, will I have my nice clothes on when I transform out?
I would think in that sense, since it's two different magical uses, yes.
Cool. Also, speaking of the nice clothes and whatnot, something I realized we kind of forgot is that Razzle was wearing, like, old person makeup.
right. I did forget about that, too.
So real quick, we'll have a little retcon session here. When my brother showed up, probably I was wiping it off, cleaning it up for sleeping, maybe?
Yeah.
So
yeah, you know, you got to clean off the stage makeup, so, yeah. You know, protect the face.
Right.
That's the moneymaker.
I remember that when we were in the hotel, I didn't do that, and it didn't turn out great the next morning, like we discussed. So I'm like, I'm going to for sure clean it off and then have a fresh whatever the next morning. So then we could say that when we got in the cart and Mr. Kite joined us, I already had my old person makeup on.
Okay. And he's only seen you like that. So.
Right.
It all checks out.
So then we go into this next stage of this plan, ploy, whatever. When I do the cleanup song, does it take the makeup off?
It is supposed to clean you up. But, of course, the intention is in your words. So I'm going to ask you, Goodrich, do you want odds or evens?
Odds or evens. Evens. I'll say evens.
Okay, if it's evens, then you get to decide if that happens or not. So,
okay.
And I got a 4, so you choose.
Woohoo! Okay, I'll say that when we do the cleanup song, like the makeup is actually maybe accentuated even to a degree. Like, you know how in like sci-fi and fantasy movies and stuff, super rich people and like the aristocracy sometimes have like outlandish sort of things happening with their clothes. You know, kind of like, you know, the capital of the Hunger Games and stuff, everyone's got like wild clothes on and makeup. So maybe it's like that where it's just like stuff has happened and it's like, whoa, cool.
The highest of fashion.
Right, yeah.
There we go.
This has elevated me to the tippity top of high fashion. So
beautiful.
After all that, I say, oh boy, I feel great. Time to become something useful in our venture. So I got a 52, which is a panther. Ooh.
Okay.
Kind of a panther goal.
I think, yes, I'm going to stick with that because I feel like that is like a fancy pet you would have in D&D perhaps. So.
Yeah. I mean, Salvador Dali had an anteater, so like, yeah.
Right. And I'll try not to make a mess, Yashi, and embarrass you in front of all these fancy people.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Meow.
Meow.
Yeah.
Oh, very sleek.
Thank you.
So I turn to Mr. Kite. Mr. Kite, by the way, I need to do some preparation as well.
Okay.
When it comes to animals that fit in your pocket, do you have a preference?
Yeah.
About a naked mole rat.
Done. All right.
Done.
So Randy pulls out his organ and plays.
Changes. Randy's gonna change. Changes. Don't wanna be a halfling anymore. Randy's changing. And now he's a naked mole rat.
And then, yeah, now Randy's a naked mole rat, and he feels somewhat exposed, but it's fine.
Yeah.
So
I will go by the name Ron.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I make a gesture. Because I can't talk when I'm transformed, right? We've established that.
Right.
But you got little hands, so you can, do. You can probably do, like thieves can't. With
oh, yeah.
Your hands
so,
or
yeah. I, thieves can't. Yeah. Can I come join you in your pocket, please?
Yeah. He thieves can't back.
Can you imagine a tiny little mole rat in your hand, scratching on it, hey, hey. All right. We're ready.
All right.
Okay. So, you've been waiting in line. You've got prepped for this whole endeavor, this feast that you're going to, where you're going to unveil that the real Razzle has returned, in that the Razzle that's there is a Wazzle, a fake, a phony. So at this point, you've presented the documents that you need to be able to get through the gate. You made it into the Golden Ward. The line of carts lead to a roundabout where people are getting out of their carriages and making their way to the main entrance of the palace. Of course, at this point, the palace is immense as it covers the entire face of the back of this massive chamber. The very angled architecture is dotted with carvings of the royal crest and visages of past paragons. You're only a few carriages away before you have to get out and you'll actually be around people, but you've taken your preparations
yes.
to be able to start getting in the long line of people. There are a lot of people here in line. All of them are dressed very well. Some of them not as others. You can tell that there's actually a good mix of the different classes of people. It seems like maybe invitations were sent out all over Rockdeep.
Oh,
but
cool.
Each person or grouping of people, they have their invitation in hand, and they also seem to be carrying some kind of gift, but everyone is very elated about the feast to come. After waiting for quite some time, due to the people having their invitations verified and, coats and bags checked, as in let me take your coat, here's a ticket, not let me rifle through your stuff check.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That we know of, yeah. Yeah.
So you provide your invitation, you're cleared to go in. The entire process of getting into this grand hall, you've been directed. There are guards set up at different corridors and hallways, keeping people in line. This, of course, is very, very well moderated. And eventually, you do enter the grand hall. There's banners that are on the wall. They bear the sigil of both the Udalali clan and the House of Dazzle. They're draped everywhere. There's large Art Deco-style chandeliers that radiate a dull orangish glow over the entire room. Around the room, you see there are murals that depict the different parts of dwarven life carved into the walls as a way to show the appreciation for every part of the community. Then, you see it on the far end of the hall. You see King Dazzle, Dinkle, Dankle, and Donkle. They're already at the head table standing. And of course, there you are, Razzle, smiling and shaking hands with people while wearing your royal garb that is customary for such events. There's a long line of partygoers who have formed, which winds around the room and leads to the table that your family is at. At this point, the buffet's silver trays shine and the jewelry is shining too. So I ask you bards, what do?
So real quick, is Barbara here? My mom?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I turn to my Black Panther and I say, hey, dude. What should I call you in case anyone wants to know about you? We didn't do a song for you.
Right. Just call me Giuseppe. Yeah, I mean, I think just stick with,
okay.
I mean, that's been working so far, so.
Giuseppe, my Black Panther.
Yeah.
Cool. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
There's some people behind you that are coughing as a way to say, excuse me.
Oh, right. Let's step off to the side here for a second.
You get some odd looks as you respond to the people behind you as a panther going, right. And they just kind of they look up at
you. Excuse me, I sometimes talk, it's fine.
They kind of say, okay, and a little bit of a side glance at each other, and they start to head over to the line to be able to meet the royal family.
Do I have a leash on you?
Or like a
cat harness?
No.
Have you ever taken your cat outside on walks? We have.
Our cat does not want any part of walks.
Okay.
The very well-trained panther.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I'll just stick close to you at your heel, I guess I do, and just be a good panther. So now that we're out of the way.
Good, okay.
Also, all right.
As a panther.
If anyone gets on me about being a talking panther, I've never seen a talking panther before. You probably don't get out of the mountain that much, I guess. Yeah. This is D&D, come on. Anyways.
We'll see how that plays out.
Right. But for now, I'll just kind of whisper kind of like a cat growl, like, meow. So here we go, right, meow.
Yeah.
Alistair, you can...
There it is.
You can read, right?
Look,
hey,
words.
It's Ron.
Oh, right.
And yes.
Ron, okay, great job. I'm realizing now I maybe should have drawn you a map, but oh well. all my stuff is now inside my panther body. So
that's okay. All we need is really which one of these doors, as he points to the doors around the outskirts of the room, of course, behind the head table where your family is a large door.
Okay.
Which, you know, that leads to, like, you know, the bedrooms and everything.
Right.
So it's definitely not that way.
Okay. Would I know from here how to get to the vault that I can just tell them?
Yeah.
Okay. And I do that. I've accurately and perfectly described to you how to get to this place. Now, go forth, call Yashi on her Ira Glass if stuff comes up or whatever. We will continue on. Yashi, I think you and I maybe should just stick to the outskirts of this giant room. Maybe actually look at some of the stone, give some validity.
I can take some notes and play it up. I'm excited.
Okay.
Ron looks down and gives a little scratch on Naked Mole Rat Randy in his pocket and just says, "You understand all that? You got that, yeah?"
And I squeak affirmatively.
Okay. They kind of deviate out and they break from this little group huddle.
Okay.
Ron goes and he gets in line.
Oh, to see the royal family.
Yeah, he gets in line to see the royal family. And as you're standing there, you're noticing people are kind of, they go from greeting and meeting the royal family. You know, some of them are, again, giving gifts, shaking hands, taking a moment to say thank you, and then filtering over to the buffet line.
I see.
And it's a moment of this when you notice the large double doors behind their table swing open as two of the royal guards push the doors open with a loud creaking sound. And you see Barbara walk through.
Oh, boy.
Barbara makes this grandiose entrance. The heels she's wearing click against the stone and echo throughout. The room goes quiet. You can see that Barbara is wearing a tightly curled red wig, similar to like Bernadette Peters, if you want to think about that.
Okay.
And has a large feather boa draped over her shoulders. And she comes and she says, "Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the feast, celebrating the return of my sweet little Razzle Dazooza."
Okay. Oh, wow.
"Please go about your business, get your food, and make sure that you greet customarily, and we will be glad to receive you." And she walks over, pulls her, or she doesn't have to pull her chair out. Somebody pulls her chair out for her.
Right.
King Dazzle does.
Oh.
And she says, "Oh, thank you, my love," and sits down, just starts to kind of like smile and hold her hands together, looking at people, smiling.
Right.
Pats Dinkle on the shoulder, and he kind of like has this very nervous look on his face for a moment and continues to greet guests as they make it through line.
Okay, and does Razzle like recognize that as Barbara's normal voice?
No, you've never heard your mom talk like this before.
Okay, awesome.
She's going to go, "Wow, your mom is quite a character. That's not what I thought I was going to see or hear."
Do not think that is my mom. My mom was a panther. Just kidding.
What?
Okay, so this is kind of new. We are going to need to figure this out. Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think that's my mom either.
Oh.
And freaking Ron's in line. What? Okay, so.
Well, actually, with that, I guess real quick, with the whole line thing, I guess, Kyle, with being in his pocket, can I just do thieves' cant on, like, Ron's leg?
it's a shirt pocket.
Oh, it's a shirt pocket.
Just to clarify.
Okay, maybe not as weird. So I thieves' cant on him and say, like, "I'm sure you have a plan, but why are we in line? Shouldn't we be finding this vault?"
"Well, we've got to make sure that we look very non-suspect, follow what's going on so that, you know, we don't stand out as odd. And then when the moment happens, my thinking is," and he's kind of like whispering this as best as he can, "he's like, my thinking is, if I can get one of the guards near the door we need to go to let me use the bathroom, that's when you can dip out from my pocket and scurry to where the vault is."
"And what are you gonna do?"
"I'm gonna go back to the party and continue being the person so nobody suspects none the wiser. Like I said, I'm very good at distractions."
"All right, well, let's play by the rules for now and we'll see what we can do."
"So. Again, you're lead, so if you want to change this, let me know."
Right.
And then Randy hears Razzle's voice, and it's that classic, like, Razzle's head appears and, like, the clouds around Randy, like, "Don't let him out of your sight. Keep an eye on him the whole time."
Yeah. And I just thieves can't. Okay, I'll think on it.
Do you not believe him?
Well, I guess, I mean, I think it is his plan, but I guess I'll do a quick insight check and see what he's thinking. That is a 12 plus 4.
You can tell, like, he sounds serious about his plan. Like, yeah.
All right, I guess for now, we'll just go with that. So, anyways.
Yeah. How much does Yashi, as a 7-foot orc, stand out in a crowd of what I assume is mostly dwarves?
It is. The crowd is predominantly dwarves. Yashi is very tall and also has a black panther with her. That kind of stands out in and of itself. But there are smatterings of, like, you know, humans and half-elves and a halfling or two here and there.
Right.
So there's other tall
There's other
people.
Tall people. Granted, Yashi is probably like one of the 5 tallest people.
Right.
Out of what you guesstimate to be about maybe 225 to 250 guests.
Oh, geez. Okay, that's a lot of people. Okay.
It's a big hall.
Cool. Well, Yashi, let's just keep an eye on Ron / Alistair / Mr. Kite and go over and keep to our plan. Can you send a message to Dankle and say, hey, that is your mom? tell Dankle, tell him precisely this. Hey, dude, your mom sounds cool. Her voice sounds weird, though, based on how it was described to me. Do you think your mom sounds weird?
Okay.
Question mark?
All right, so I will point to Dankle, and I'll do my message spell. So let me get my bongos.
Bongo-tastic.
Here it goes. I hope that who is it?
Dankle.
I hope that Dankle gets my. I hope that Dankle gets my. I hope that Dankle gets my message that I whisper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what message are you whispering?
Oh, right.
Oh, sorry.
So I point and I say, hey, Dankle, it's Yashi. We're wondering if that's really your mom, because she sure sounds not like your mom from the way that it's remembered. What's up with her voice? Please respond.
Dankle is currently shaking someone's hand and, you know, smiling and whatnot. And he stops for a moment and you see him like kind of just space out as he stares at a plate. And you hear back in your head, you hear, she took a trip to Apollonia a year ago, and when she came back, she just, that's what she talks like now?
What?
Is that it?
And that's all you hear, yeah. Okay.
That's the head.
All right, I relay that information to Razzle.
So
I guess it just is one of those things where you go and you have a great time and you come back, you know, with a little piece of the culture, it being her voice.
You know that we're watching Westworld right now, so now I think she's been replaced by some, like, android robot.
Seems like it's just her, dude. She's just, you know, I mean, it's been a while, right? You haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm just misremembering it. Shrug. Okay.
No, yeah. After the years you've been, like, you left years ago.
I know.
This is not what she talked like when you left, so...
All right,
things happen while you're gone. It's not like just time freezes and waits for you to return
sure.
And everything's normal.
Right. Okay, well, let's go look at some rocks.
Okay, yeah. Maybe those ones over there by the buffet table, those look very interesting.
I can tell you with my rock proficiency that, yes, they are interesting, in fact. Let's go learn more.
Great. Right by this table.
So,
yum.
Randy...
Yes.
You and Ron finally get to the point where you're able to greet the royal family. Ron, Alistair, keeps it very brief. He just says, thanks for inviting us. Really appreciate you having us for the feast. King Dazzle's just like, absolutely. Thank you for joining us and celebrating the return of my son. And then he moves on to Barbara.
Wait. This is Randy's big moment.
Hang on.
Finally, after all this time, are right there with Dazzle.
So that's a 16 plus 13 to peek my head out and bask in his glory.
Okay. You peek your little head out of the pocket, and as you do, you just see King Dazzle in all his glory. Big, luscious, well-oiled beard. It glistens off the low light that's happening here. And he just... smells of sweet, like, huckleberry.
Oh!
It's wonderful.
He smells really good, like huckleberry, maybe a hint of sandalwood, maybe an odd combination because I'm not a scent person. So
yeah.
As he's shaking Ron's hand, he notices you. He looks down and he says, who's this cute little thing? And gives you a little scritch on the head.
Oh, and I, hang on, I need like an appreciation check.
You just wet Ron's pocket a little bit.
Yeah, I just make like little joyous screeching sounds.
Alistair, Ron says, this is Rufus. thank you again for having us. And he quickly moves on and, you know, says hello to Barbara, who does not stand up. The rest of them are standing up, and Barbara says, welcome, it's very nice of you to join us. And who is this precarious little subterranean creature you have with you?
What did you roll, like a freaking 30? Man,
yeah, it was a 29. So.
Some perceptive dwarves.
Oh. Yeah. I guess I missed that was a stealth check at some point somehow.
I didn't specifically say, but I thought it was clear since it was a plus 13. So
none of that happens. Sorry, Rand.
yeah, never mind.
Okay.
He keeps moving down. They don't see you. That didn't happen.
But I still get to smell him and see him, though, right?
Yeah, you got a good whiff.
Then it was worth it. Yeah. So.
He continues down the line of the royal family, saying thank you, shaking their hands, and he gets to Razzle.
Wazzle.
Sure.
Don't do that to me.
Wazzle, or Razzle, reaches out, shakes his hand.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, all right.
It's been a long time since I've been home.
Kind of nods, you know, shakes his hand, and moves on.
And at this point, I think we're still just waiting for, like, whatever the next event to happen at this banquet is. Still waiting for my moment. I don't want to throw away my moment.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something odd that stands out to you, Razzle, now that you've had a moment to survey and think about what's happening here and take stock. It's odd that Yolen isn't with the family.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
No, it's not at all, Kyle.
Oh, boy.
All right, so have Alistair and Randy, like, exited the line? Can we just go talk to them at this point?
Yeah. Okay. Alistair has gotten in line for the buffet.
All right, well, I say let's go talk to Alistair because Yolen's not here, and that's a huge problem.
Oh, okay.
Over we go to Alistair.
Right over by the buffet,
okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
so, yeah,
great.
Alistair is serving up a plate at this point, and you're kind of just, like, walking behind him in line.
Can we just, like, pull Alistair away, like, hey, real quick, I have the eye of the panther, and I look at him and I say, we've got a situation, let's go.
Yeah, there are enough people in line, he kind of catches a glimpse of you and steps out of line. Again, there are a lot of people here, so he kind of, like, leads into the overall wave of people that are around and makes his way over to you with, like, a half full plate and a goblet. Okay. Says, what's going on?
Okay, Yolen's not here. That is a big problem.
Who's that?
Yolen is, like, the right hand of the king, essentially. He's not here, and he's got a part in this harmonium being disappeared, possibly. So he might already have his plan in motion. So can you guys go ahead with...
You're saying this, and somebody sitting at a nearby table turns and just says, did I hear somebody mention the harmonium? Did you hear about that guard when the miners, they first found it? Did you hear about that miner passing out just being in the presence of it?
Oh.
Wild stuff.
That's interesting.
Meow.
When did that happen?
It happened just a short while, like, you know, a few weeks ago when it was uncovered. But small interest in it. Just heard somebody mentioning it.
Okay. Meow, 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 meow. And I kind of grab Alistair's sleeve, like, yanking him to a corner. Can I just make sure there's no one around at this point? Like.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, cool. But I say,
you get yourselves into a secluded corner.
Right. Okay, go. Whatever your plan is, you two are sticking together. Hopefully, just be careful and just go do it. Go. We need to get both of you down there now. Go, go, go.
Randy is lead. Randy?
Squeak.
Is this what we're doing? We're going now, or do we want to continue the way we were?
What were you guys trying to do?
Right.
Well,
what was the
I
plan?
Was creating the image of just a regular party goer needing to use the bathroom. Randy sneaks out of my pocket once we get past the door.
Here, I'll help you. And I smack his goblet and splash juice all over him.
Okay, and he just says, oh, but.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You should go clean up.
And he kind of looks and he gives this wry smile and a wink. He's like,
I'm so clumsy.
How clumsy of you, absolutely.
As a craftsman, I would be
Excuse
better
me,
with my hands.
Begins to walk over to the door and goes up to the guards and just like, can I go to the bathroom? Somebody spilt my wine on
Sorry.
Me. And the guards are just like, ugh. They roll their eyes at each other. And he's like, come on, you know, just, you can escort me to the bathroom. And he is very, very persuasive in this approach. And one of the other guards says, yeah, I'll take him. Just hold down the door. And you get behind the door, and he's leading Alistair to the bathroom.
Roughly how long has it been since Goodrich and I transformed, or since Rouse? Yeah.
We'll say it's been about 30 minutes.
Okay. So what I was going to do then is I was going to wait until we get to the bathroom, and then I was going to act.
Okay. You get to the bathroom, and it's a very big bathroom, but also meant for one person. It's very big, but one toilet.
Okay, so I thieves cant to him. Is the guard waiting outside?
He lets you know. He whispers, like, yeah, the guard's out there, and he opens up the lid of his pocket, and you can see that, yeah, it's just you two in there.
Okay, so I climb out of his pocket, and I transform out real quick and say, okay, I'm going to become something faster and stealthier, and I need to refresh my time frame anyways. I say this all very quietly.
Right.
This is a big stone place, right? It's all very...
Oh, yeah, everything is pretty much stone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to become a small gray hare, because apparently hares are super fast as far as small animals go. So again, play the song, Randy's gonna change, it changes. So now I'm a small gray hare, so I can blend in better and I can be really quick.
Okay, but yeah, I like that. So yeah, you change into this and yeah, you're blending in pretty well with the stonework that's around.
And so I guess I like signal to him again, now that I'm back in animal form, can you distract the guards when we leave the bathroom so I can get a head start on all this?
Absolutely, not a problem. He goes and he opens up the door and the guard's in there and he's like, which way was it? Is it this way? And he starts to head off in the wrong direction. The guard's like, no, that's not the right way. He's like, are you sure? I thought we came... This place is like a maze. It's in this moment that the guard is kind of just looking a little frustrated. Like,
perfect. So between that and being gray, like, does that give me any perk for my stealth check? Okay.
You'll have advantage on this stealth check.
So that is a 16 plus 13.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you slip by that guard, and you start scurrying your way down the hall, and you remember the directions that Razzle gave to be able to get to the vault. To get to the vault, what I want to do is I'm going to have you make 3 different stealth checks in this process. I will go ahead and I'll give you advantage because you decided to match the stone and you're small. So it's very likely that you'll get there without any issue. But go ahead and give me your first stealth check.
Okay. And apparently I can move up to like 40-something miles an hour when I need to.
Woohoo! So,
yeah.
Oh, man. Right on.
So the first one totals a 26.
Okay.
The next one's a 32.
Good.
And the next one is a 25.
Okay. All of them, you're quick. You are blended in. As you're making your way through the maze that is this palace, leading you deeper and deeper down, you head downstairs, around corridors, you reach intersections, and you stop for moments where you can hear guards walking. You hear the sound of their metal armor just clinking as they keep their patrols. Finally, after getting past certain sets of guards, making your way through these areas, you round a corner, and you see on this large wall a giant metal door, and there are 2 burly looking guards. They look different from the other guards that you've come across. They have this wild flame in their eye as they keep an eye out down both ways. They don't seem to notice you.
Fuck you.
But you can see that they stand there and the door behind them is closed. You feel like you have a good eye on the door to the vault at this point.
So, Kyle, is there somewhere, like if I was to do like one more stealth check, somewhere where I can still keep a good eye but be still decently hidden?
You think where you are right now is a very good place.
Okay.
You found like maybe a small nook in one of the walls that you can hide in and kind of fit your tiny body in to keep an eye out. So you're good where you are.
Okay.
As long
okay.
as you don't move. If you move from that spot, I'll need another stealth check.
Sure,
but
sure.
You're good for now.
Lastly, before I'm just here keeping watch, about how long did it take me to get there?
It took you about maybe 12 minutes.
Okay, so I've got some time. All right, so I'm good.
Okay, it takes a little bit for Alistair to get back to the party, but you see Alistair walk back through. It looks like his clothes that he had, you know, they're wet. Looks like he tried to clean them up a little bit in the process. I kind of glossed over that with the conversation with Randy, but...
Prestidigitation exists for a reason.
Yeah, so exactly. So, oh man, yeah.
Perhaps they even look down on him like, you can't just take care of that? Okay.
But he returns and he comes back and finds you. What have you done in... It probably took about 8 minutes.
I've taken some notes on some rocks on the wall,
some
of the rock art.
Excellent.
Maybe tried to take a stone spoon as a souvenir from the buffet table. Maybe. Okay.
Give me a sleight of hand check.
Okay.
I would say Razzledur this time has just been cleaning himself like a cat to, you know, kind of play on the illusion, like, you know.
Okay.
That's a 10 plus 5.
You notice some people are giving you an odd look as you take the spoon, probably give it a tap like you normally would to check it, and you pocket it. And you kind of get an odd look, and then they see the panther just sitting there, and their eyes kind of glare open a little bit more.
I'll just look at them. I say, it's for research.
Don't worry about it.
And so are these, and I grab some food off of the table.
And they just kind of give you an odd look, and they say, okay, are you from... You're not from here, are you?
I mean, what would give you that? And by the way, I'm speaking in perfect Dwarvish.
Oh,
that's
good to
been
know.
Talked about yet.
Good to know. When you start talking to them and using the Dwarvish you know, they're taken aback and they start responding back in Dwarvish and they say, you've learned our language rather well.
And I say, I actually picked it up while I was at the Bicentennial from a Dwarvish carpenter.
They give you an odd look as they say, the Bicentennial isn't happening for a little while.
Razz was like inching you away, like I'm kind of like jumping up on you, like I need to go outside.
And then I say, no, you're mistaken. The Bicentennial from my hometown, not the big one, obviously, that hasn't happened yet. Oh. No, we celebrated ours last year, the Birch Banks. It's our first Bicentennial.
Give me a deception check.
Razzle's like circling around your legs, like being an annoying cat. Like, let's not talk to them anymore. We need to go and stay away from people.
That's a 14 plus 2.
Okay. All right. 14 plus 2. They say, oh, well, welcome. I hope that your time in Rockdeep and Beatsart, wherever the Birch Banks may be, has treated you well.
Thank you. I've always wanted to come here and study the rocks. That's why I learned Dwarvish. I thought it would be very respectful.
Excellent.
To try to be able to talk to you guys, but, you know, it's not perfect. It's fine.
Well, if you're indeed interested in the stones that Rockdeep has to offer, I recommend you head over to Artificer Alley. There you will find a descendant of Bolun, who is one of the three depicted in the statues that we have supporting the roof of the Three Rings.
Yes, of course.
Who's the one that was sitting in the chair with the clean-shaven jawline, holding a device, which that device is the very same that created all of the structural supports for Rockdeep.
Interesting.
So, if you head on over to Artificer Alley and you look around for Dolun, I'm sure you're bound to find him.
I will make it a point to stop by. Let me mark that down. And I put it in my notes. And my notes just say rocks. Big rocks.
Okay.
Small rocks. Cute rocks.
Cool. But all right, Razzle's like jumping on you now, like
I'm so sorry. I forgot. I promised him a snack from the buffet table. Here you go. And I pick a little cupcake off. I'm like, here you go, buddy. Here you go, eat it.
I just knock it over. Like, no.
Oh dear. Well, he's in quite a mood. I better get him out of this area.
Enjoy the rest of the feast. I'm actually going to go get myself some seconds. And they head off, this nameless NPC.
and so do I. Okay, and I lead you over to a corner. I'm so sorry. That was a close one.
And at this point, Alistair walks back in. He kind of looks at you two and gives you a solemn wink. And goes and sits back down where he was sitting before with a good old plate of food. At this point, you've noticed that the line has pretty much ended. The last couple of people have gone through, and you begin to hear the clinking of silverware against a goblet, and it resonates throughout this banquet hall.
Oh.
And you can see Dazzle has stood up. He sets down the goblet, and he clears his throat. I want to thank all of you who have joined us today to celebrate the return of our youngest prince, Razzle. You honor me, and I in turn want to honor you, your families, your progeny, and your ancestors, as they have all played a role and will play a role into the continued success of the Udalali clan. Now, laudation of our people aside, I want to introduce a talent to bring about a little bit more of a jovial aspect in this moment of celebration. And he steps to the side as if to gesture to someone. who he's gesturing to, we'll find out next time.
Oh. It's Chaos Sauce, I swear, Kyle, no!
Yeah, no, Chaos Sauce walks out. You're like, who?
Bye!
Bye.